Chuck Hawley. Hello? Hello?
Janelle Hawley.
Howdy doody.
Hey.
We're the only two here. Can you do me a favor, close the door upstairs?
Okay. You have to let me know if the football game starts.
Yeah, I'll just scream that out over the phone.
Kevin Axtell?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Anthony.
Anthony, Kevin here.
Is this Anthony?
Kevin's here.
Oh, Kevin, sorry.
Quite all right.
Just seeing who that is. So it's just me, you, and Janelle so far.
Okay.
Have you gotten all the, you read through the agenda?
Yeah, read through everything. I think it looks good. I'm definitely for the fee increase, and I think I agree that it should be a contractor and not an employee.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something we necessarily need to put into the motion per se, but, you know, it basically is indirectly stated there in the income.
Okay, as long as it's somewhere in writing that she's being contracted and not an employee or whatever, that's great.
Hey, Janelle.
Yeah.
At the end of, in the attachment A.
Uh huh.
Under compensation, at the end of that first dash.
Uh huh.
Can you add bookkeeper? Will be.
Solely responsible.
No. Yeah. At the end of responsibility of the employee, bookkeeper will be hired as a contractor. Hired as a contractor.
Is that in a separate parentheses?
No, just outside the parentheses, right afterwards, another sentence.
Okay. Bookkeeper will be hired as a contractor.
Right. And that way it'll make that abundantly clear.
Okay.
Anthony.
Good morning, Anthony.
Oh, is it a good morning, Chuck?
It is.
Tim Laird, have you ever heard of a more than five subject notebook?
No.
Me neither.
Why did you find one?
I'd like to find one.
You could just make one with tabs out of a three-ring binder. That's what I've done. Oh, you want paper.
That's lazy, though.
Yeah. Kim would probably know better than anybody. Ask her.
I'm looking now.
If more than a five-ring binder? Or five subjects?
Oh, binders, yeah, without a problem. But five-subject notebook, you want a spiral notebook, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Should go for a Trapper Keeper.
It's tough, you know.
Do they still make those?
It's tough for your boss to take you seriously with it when you already got like the Hot Wheels lunchbox.
I carry a removable hard drive and a 1984 Fraggle Rock metal lunchbox.
Nice.
To and from work once a week.
Good.
Because it's the only thing we can get to protect it, to fit it. People are like, do you really carry your lunch? I go, no, it's a removable hard drive. And they kind of have this disappointment in their face. All right. So we got four of us here. We're waiting for John, Ken, and Richard.
Do we know if John got word of the meeting?
Yeah.
Cool.
The problem is that he's on water, so I'm assuming that he'll be here. But I talked to him the other night, and I said, you're going to be there, right? And he said, yes. And Richard emailed me today to ask what the time of the meeting would be. So I guess we need 5 for a quorum, correct, Kim?
Yeah.
Did you get my email about, Kim, did you get my email about the advertisement?
Yep, and I'm working on it. I'm trying to work on that, and I'm trying to work on the FEST report yet, too.
Did you come up with any thoughts on how to do it or what to say?
Yeah, I did. Right now I'm in the middle of making up a test for my 8th graders for tomorrow, so as soon as I finish that, I'll send off the copy that I came up with to you.
Okay, yeah, and whatever you come up with is fine. The only thing I can, by the way, Kevin and Anthony, what we're doing is going to put a half-page ad and sort of letting people know that dues are going up, but I didn't know how to say that without saying, hey, guess what's going up? Not the Dow Jones average. I didn't know a sensitive way to say that. All I could think of was really horrible things to say last night, and I'm like, this is not working. So
our personalities don't lend itself.
I know. Kim's personality is much better for softening.
Yeah, well, thanks. And I'm in all, like, amidst all this political turmoil, getting 10 phone calls a day at home. And
about what?
Oh, my God, I have so many political phone calls coming in. Vote for for that person.
Real political phone calls. I think you meant about IJ.
No, real political phone calls. And I own the first copy I came up with said, Joe the Plumber thinks.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, no, I can't do that.
See, we barely have any advertising.
Richard Innocent.
I was in Pennsylvania twice last month, and the amount of advertising for politics affairs is insane. So, but I think more day and it's over.
Honestly, getting 10 phone calls a day. I just ticked off a McCain volunteer tonight because I gave it to her good.
Oh, gosh.
Not because of anything to do with McCain, but just because of all the phone calls.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That could be much. Hi. Hello, Richard.
Hey, howdy.
You feeling better?
I am feeling much better. Everybody in Missouri has the flu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's terrible. School districts, I'm sure Kim knows about that, but schools are just devastated right now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I agree with you. I'm ready for the election to be over. I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not finding anything bigger than a five subject notebook.
You and me both. All right. Thanks.
All right. My thought is let's give Ken and John 3 more minutes until 8:10, and then we'll go.
I had someone show up on my door at 8:30 one night, and he's like, are you Anthony? I said, who the hell wants to know? And he goes, two questions. Who are you voting for? I said, and then I said, none of your goddamn business. And then he told me that I was the rude one. I'm like, go ahead and explain that to me. I'd like to hear that part.
You just say, I'm voting for me. And I want you to try to tell me why someone else is better than I am.
Yesterday I came up with a really good response that the person didn't know what to say. They called up and they said, could I have a few minutes of your time? And I was like, sure. And they said, may I ask who you're voting for? I said, well, whoever your candidate is not. And they asked why. I said, well, I've been keeping my own poll, and the candidate that calls me most often is the one that I will not vote for.
Did they tell you who they were from?
Yeah. I said, you just put your candidate over.
That's funny. Hey, did anybody see the video online of the Sarah Palin interview with Terry Tate, office linebacker?
Oh, no.
No.
It was an ad Reebok did a couple of years ago. They had an office linebacker, this
YouTube
football player that would go in rail people. So just, you know, knock them down like a football player, but in the office when they would do something wrong, you know, not throw something away. And it's just, it's this hysterical thing. And they took an old Palin interview and basically had this guy come in as a football player and come in and smash her. And whether you're for or against her, if you love Terry Tate stuff, it's hysterical.
Yeah.
So definitely if you get a chance on YouTube to check it out. It's
way ahead of you.
It's a minute and 9 seconds long, so. All righty. All right, well, I guess let's get started since I don't know where John and Ken are. Oh, not really.
Well, we're only missing those two, right?
Yeah.
So we have quorum.
Yeah, we have.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean we all have to vote the same way for it to pass?
No, what it means is you basically, you need so many people to come in to vote. So at the annual meeting, you need so many people, and that's why we would do it in the gym. So basically that prevents a small number of the group being able to vote on motion. So as a board, we need a minimum of two-thirds. So we need five out of seven board members there to have a quorum, which allows us to vote on issues. If there were only four of us right now, we wouldn't be able to call the meeting to order.
So,
but
if the vote goes 3-2, it still passes. It doesn't need to be all five of us.
Right. Once you have a majority of the quorum, whatever the quorum is.
Okay. I also did just see Terry Tate tackle Palin, so my night is complete.
You're ready now?
Yeah.
So, okay, I am going to call this meeting to order at 8:10 Eastern Standard Time. We'll do the roll call first. Chuck Hawley here. Anthony Shave.
Here.
Kevin Axtell.
Here.
Richard Kennison.
Here.
Kim Laird.
Here.
And Janelle Hawley.
Hello.
And absent is Ken Ferris and John Satriano. Did I miss anybody? Okay. Can I get someone to make a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
And can I get a second?
Second.
Kevin. All right. Any discussion? Pretty straightforward. All right. Let's vote.
Just let the contractor be specified.
Yeah, basically the only thing on there is the new business, the proposal. So,
that's right, sorry.
But it's sort of going through the motions. All right, so anyone opposed? Anybody abstain? Okay, let's move to new business. Chuck Hawley proposes that the IJA hire Holly Greeley as bookkeeper for $10,000 per year as described in Attachment A. Just so everybody knows, everything is the same on Attachment A, except one sentence has been hired under compensation. And this is since the last email I sent out. The additional sentence is, bookkeeper will be hired as a contractor. And we can say as a contractor for tax purposes. Now, contractor's fine, I guess. So with that, everybody has read the Attachment A?
Correct.
Yes.
So, can I get a second for that?
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion?
There's nothing. I mean, I'd like to hear more about why Andrew Conway, his proposal shouldn't be accepted. I don't know the background to that.
Well, Andrew was our video director a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
About a year ago. And he wanted to do another issue of Jugglevision, another DVD. And we felt it wasn't financially smart to do it at that point since we really couldn't see any financial return. People weren't asking for it. We didn't see anybody signing up for it. Everybody kind of liked it. But that was the general feeling. This is sort of my summary. Some people might tell you a little differently. He and Alan resigned because they couldn't get their Jugglevision. And the way I personally see it is Andrew, whenever I had to work with Andrew, he always has an alternative motive to do something, and that really bothers me, and I don't work with him well. And the fact that he jumped ship and left us without a video coordinator because we wouldn't sign his thing, he just assumed it would go through. I don't trust that, and leaving finances up to them would make me even more nervous.
He left almost immediately after the 2007 Fest, to the point where John had to step in at the last minute and take care of making sure that the 2007 Fest videos got to where they needed to go. Alan Plotkin finished up as far as putting together the editing, but nothing else past that got done without John Satriano.
So that's sort of our recent history with Andrew.
There's no way that could work.
Yeah, and so I personally wouldn't feel comfortable working with him based on his past record.
Sure.
That's probably the best way to put it. And I also don't think it really. I don't think like even if Andrew, let's say, were somebody who was comparable to Holly to sort of step in and do this, is necessarily the best thing right now. I really think, you know, when you crunch the numbers and see what the fact that Holly is giving us professional services and stability for a year, if this is only, you know, this is only to last for a year, then so be it. But I think that the good thing is she, by having her step in, and people are talking about, can we get someone at a better price, I just don't think we will be able to get what we're asking for at the price we want. And cutting it back will severely hamper our future ability to understand where we're at and what we want to do.
You know how much accountants make? I mean, people on the forum don't seem to get that. $10,000 a year for this is absolutely nothing.
I think if we were to have someone do it, first of all, I think it would be hard to do because you're working with an organization that isn't centralized and it's constantly changing. So there's some issues there with that. But that concerns me. I don't think people see and people are used to getting stuff for free, and I'm just not willing to risk. I don't want to risk it anymore. I don't want to risk it for the organization. I don't want to risk it for personal liability. Anybody's personal liability, not my own specifically, but
just
me
out
included.
Just out of curiosity, when I read Patrick's post on the forum today, I stayed away from my computer all weekend for once. But when I read it this morning, I did call a CPA bookkeeping firm that's not too far away from me. I did email the one contact person from there, our list of job description. He called me back around 4:45 this afternoon and said, we could do it for you, but it's going to cost no less than $32,000 for a year.
Well, that needs to be posted. Just because, you know, this guy is so high and mighty in his opinion that he needs to hear that.
Yeah, I just didn't post because I've been working on other stuff as well. So
no, I'm not
posted
saying
it yet, but I will make sure it gets up.
All right, I'm not saying anything against you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying we need to do that because enthusiasm is fantastic, but you know, if you don't come up with any other alternate solution, how can we change our minds? You know.
And I think you're understanding that very quickly on this board, which is to your advantage in lasting in this. It took me something a little bit longer just to figure that out, but
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of people that have ideas, but ultimately, if you just say, here's my idea and do it, it doesn't happen. It's not going to happen in this organization. You have to say, here's my idea, and someone says, okay, that sounds interesting, and you have to sort of do the legwork, knowing full well that it might not happen. And, you know, I experienced that with the championships, and it was because Richard asked me to be the director that it actually went through. I mean, it was been very questionable if, you know, and this is just my own personal experience, but it would have been very questionable if I wasn't the director, if it would have gone through, because it would have taken a lot more work by someone, and who's going to want to do something when someone else is just telling them to do it. So it's a little bit more difficult, and I sort of appreciate some people's thoughts on it, but I think the important thing here is there really aren't – there's only one person who said, you know, this should be done as a free job. And the fact that most people say, you know, I understand it needs to be, or I can see why, or I think – or, you know, I'm completely in support of this, is, I think, is a good thing. So and I think the fact that it's only a year is the key here. If someone's really that worried about this as a long-term solution, it doesn't have to be.
Right.
So – in fact,
right.
So the other three there, you got the other three guys here, not Kim and I, you know, you guys are gonna, you know, probably have to address this again in a year. So, the one thing I would like to clear up is that right now we'll be starting Holly to go till next year. So let's assume she takes the job right away. We had talked about going from October 1 to October 1. Do we want to basically do it from November 1st to October 1st to sort of start it up that way, or let it go for those that extra month?
Is that enough time for her to finish the festival report next year, November?
She said basically she could finish the festival report probably, the impression I got, she could probably finish it by September 1, but it's more dependent on getting the numbers back from the all the receipts coming in, the festival director, and it's more dependent on that end than it is on hers. Most of her work is during that week or the time before. So she can definitely do it, but I think giving her two and a half months afterwards is fine. However, if we were to extend it into November, that gives a little bit more cushion time for somebody to look for a new... I think we just say it's from November 1 to November 1.
November 1 also helps with the quarterly reports overall, because if you're switching people,
right,
don't want to switch them at the end of a quarter necessarily. That's kind of right at the middle, and it's before preparation of the 990s. So it would give a person enough time to finish off that fourth quarter report, get their feet wet in the organization, and then prepare the 990.
And do the tax returns, correct?
Well, the 990 is the tax return.
Okay, I guess that is our final year. Then.
Yep.
Okay, right. Yeah.
November sounds good.
Okay, so I say we make it from November 1 to November 1. And does anybody see anything we need to add in there as, I can certainly... We'll put up some sort of contract and figure out how we're going to do it and have this information in there, and we can put those specific dates in there. We don't necessarily need to have all of that in the motion.
A question was emailed, and I forget by whom, I'm sorry, about Holly being covered by our D&O insurance.
Yes, that was me.
And, okay, I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure if it was you or Martin. And she would be covered. Any of our staff like that, staff and officers are all covered.
And that's probably, okay, good. And I will let her know that as well. Okay. All right, any further discussion? Okay, then let's move this to a vote. Is anybody opposed? Does anybody abstain? Motion passes by unanimous consent. Okay. While we're here, does anybody have anything to bring up? I assume not, but I figured I'd just ask real quick.
Are we going to vote on the fee increase for the member?
That was included in the motion, so it's as
great
proposed. It was in there for at the bottom.
That's
or do we think we should specify that separately?
No.
The one question we had was, were we looking to, we're just going to leave it, we're going to leave it the way it was in the motion, $5 and $3.
Okay, so junior, the youth membership would go up to $26, not $25.
Correct.
Okay.
Just because that's the way it was, that's the numbers we were working with, and an extra dollar is not going to. One other thing I would say is my thought and my hope is that, at least my thinking is that membership should be increased again next year by $5 a person for both youth and members. So I think ultimately getting it up to 40 and like 30 for adult and youth would be good, but that probably will not be my decision unless I run for the board again, so it won't be in my hands, but that's sort of where I'm hoping it's going. We got those numbers today from Kim on the life memberships, or life member funds and all the other funds, and I think we should bring that up at the next meeting about funding as well. So we can catch up on some of that stuff via email. Okay?
Now, with the increase in membership fees, when will that go into effect? Because the motion did not state that.
It did on my last one. It says January 1st, 2009.
Okay. I missed that. Sorry.
It was probably one of my many revisions.
That's okay. I've been pushing numbers and all day long, so.
That's fine. I understand. So, okay. Then I will, do you want to call Holly or do you want me to, Kim?
It doesn't matter, whichever you prefer.
Okay. I can probably still give her a call tonight. So I will talk to her and figure out what we need to do. And then I'm sure you guys will be talking soon about coordinating everything that needs to get done.
Yeah, because I actually have a lot of the FEST report kind of done as far as I can tell.
Okay.
There are some things missing yet, but there are things that are probably in the bank account. I just can't tell where they're from or, you know, I didn't know what company was used. So I'll send her what I have so far.
Okay, then I will talk to Kim, and hopefully we will get started on stuff by the end of this week or early next week.
One more question about Holly's salary, since it's specified in there that she's paid monthly.
Correct.
Are we going to set any kind of specific pay date for her? On the 30th of each month, or the 1st, or the 15th?
Yeah, I say we do it on the 1st of each month, starting December 1, going through November 1 of next year, and then her last day will be her final day of getting paid.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will start doing that, too. And we also will have to get some sort of contract written up and have her sign it then as well. Just because of the imbalance in work throughout the year, her busy time is going to be two-thirds to three-quarters of the way through the year. So if she were to work for us for 4 months and then drop off, although some could argue that she would be getting a nice chunk of change at the end of her time without doing much work. You know what I mean? Is everybody understanding what I'm following what I'm saying here?
Yeah. Yes. I think it'll be okay.
Okay. So, so I'll get something. We'll get something together to sign, and I'll work on that, and I'll talk to Holly. I could fax something up to her or something. So, keep your eyes open on the board form or something. I'll put something up there. Okay. So if nothing else, then
confirmed that I'm in November for the newsletter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Did John make it in for October? I didn't even read it.
I didn't get read it either.
Okay. Yes. Assume that you are in for November.
Okay.
So,
thanks, Jesse.
Thank you. And Don's the man to talk to on that one.
Okay.
All right. I will make a motion to adjourn at 8:29 p.m. Is anybody, we can vote on that. Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Okay, guys, thank you very much, and I will see you at next month's meeting. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Kim. Bye, guys.
All right, bye.